Hey everyone, this is Gary Kay, and welcome to another pre-Infocom edition of my Rants and Raves video cast. I'm excited to be joined with not just a personal friend, but also the CEO of Spinetics, Francesco Ziliani. Francesco, how are you doing today?
I'm doing excellent, Gary. Thank you very much.
I appreciate you joining me. Obviously, your segment of the market, digital signage, is one of the fastest growing, has always been in the top two or three fastest growing segments of AV. And really, this whole thing of signage is kind of a short-sighted word. I think it's more like digital experiences. It's very reliant on the cloud or on the internet to generate content and put content anywhere. You'll be in booth 2015 at Infocom, and we definitely want to invite if you are on the edge of digital signage and you're not sure which direction to go. I know that you want to invite people to come to your booth because you have a big initiative to kind of push digital signage as a service.
You're right, Gary. We believe that cloud can bring a lot of value to our customers. And it's true that we have talked a lot about ARIA, which is our CMS, easy to use, award-winning. But behind this CMS, there is much more. There is an entire infrastructure as a service, which provides a lot of benefits. So we are going to start talking more about DSaaS, digital signage as a service offer, because it's really what we provide to our customer that simplifies the daily job of our system integrators and the task of the end users.
So define for me what you see as digital signage as a service, because obviously you've had ARIA, which I've been saying for years, it's the best cloud-based signage opportunity out there. ARIA, for those of you who haven't heard about it, you can check out all about it at spinetics.com. So you've had ARIA, which allows you to basically manage a signage network from pretty much anywhere and send content, schedule it. So tell me what's the next level and how does it get to signage as a service? Is it inclusive of ARIA and more?
Yes, basically, when you are operating on where you are deploying a digital signage network over multiple countries or multiple cities, you have challenges in front of you in terms of monitoring, in terms of deploying, in terms of activating connectors to data or setting up API to trigger your content. And all these hub of applications and functions are included in this, in our Spinetics cloud offer. And behind, not all cloud offers are the same. Right. You need a team that guarantees you the security, the compliance with rules, the safety, the scalability. Your data is precious. It might be in a server in a specific location. If there is an accident, what is the backup? How fast you can recover? So all these are part of our offer. We call digital signage as a service offer, and needs an infrastructure for that.
Yeah, and I think there's some intimidation whenever you talk about cloud and you talk about managing stuff that way. But in reality, the truth is, it's the direction our industry is going, right? I mean, I would say over the last year and a half, more manufacturers have offered cloud-based systems of some type, whether it be to manage their products or actually send content to their products across the cloud.
Absolutely. If you think about it, in terms of pricing, you are not going to be able to implement a self-managed solution in such a competitive way. Yeah. Because you need to buy your server, you need to have skilled people, you need to scale based on needs. So the fact of having an infrastructure as a service is really a plus. Now, everything is about security, so it must be done in a smart way, design the products with security in mind from the beginning. But I think we have done a great job there, and we want our customer to value that as part of our offering. And we are talking and explaining more this year about this.
It seems to me that security needs to be the top concern whenever you're doing something across the cloud. And that's been the weakness of a lot of these built-in signage players inside of displays, because they don't, the company that's using that CMS doesn't have control over the security. You're reliant on, in the case of a lot of them, Android, right? You're relying a lot on Google to keep that updated regularly. And that seems to be a weak point.
Absolutely. That's definitely a challenge for many actors. Our choice has really been to cover all the elements of the solution, so we have control on them, the operating system of the player, the back end of our infrastructure, the application, the encryption between all this. So that's a must nowadays, because the more and more you want to connect to sensitive data and you know, GDPR, protection of privacy, yeah, all these are important topics worldwide.
Yeah. So you're going to also offer a hands-on training session called Experience AI and Data-Driven Digital Signage powered by Spinetics. It is Thursday, June 12th at Infocom in room session MT32 in room W306AB. I'll put a link in the description of this so that you can sign up directly with that for that session. It's actually going to be led by Edward Morandi, who is one of your technical support specialists.
Yeah.
That's a session I would highly recommend. This is signage is really the way signage is being done today by the major manufacturers, including Spinetics, is the way that all AV systems content is going to be driven in the future. So this is a reason why you need to get into signage today. And I would highly encourage everyone to take a look at Spinetics. If you don't have a relationship with another signage company, or you're just not happy with where you are with signage, check them out at Spinetics, SPINETIX.com. Francesco, thank you very much for joining me. Again, you will be at Infocom and Booth 2015. Definitely make time to go by and see Spinetics, please. Thank you very much for joining. All of our Infocom coverage is at raypubs.com/Infocom. We're, of course, going to go by your booth and take videos of everything, which will include your players. We didn't talk much about this, Francesco, but you also make media players for signage. You have multi-output, even up to four outputs, where you can use that as to drive four displays or make a video wall from it, and single output, and all of them can handle, all of them can be managed and controlled through ARIA.
Absolutely. We have so many things. You really need to pass visiting our booth to learn about it. And it's a great moment because we have an amazing partnership program this year. So if you are looking for your next solution in digital signage, you're serious about it, come visiting us. It's promising, and we are going to do a great business.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much, everyone. Check out Spinetics at Spinetics.com. And of course, all of the news for Infocom is at raypubs.com/Infocom. Francesco, have a great day.
Thank you, Gary. Thank you very much. Bye.